Blog Talk Radio.
To this week's segment of The Live Without Limits. Today's show is called it's relationship. It's dealing with family and relationships and how it affects employment. And the reason that I'm talking about this particular topic today is because we are going into Father's Day, and usually when people think about families, they don't understand just how, as things have changed over time and it's come to employment, that the effects of what we did previously and what we did today and what's happening in the job market does affect how families have relationships and the communication between them. For instance, when you think about it, when the Europeans were, before they came to this country, many of them, they lived in small communities. Everyone knew everyone else. The children, the parents weren't there taking care of them. They had relatives taking care of them because it was extended family. Today, you don't see that in families. And even when they came to this country, most of them, they had small businesses. So that they were still very much connected to the children, and the children helped out in the business. But as adults started working in going to work with the corporations at the time of the growth of the corporation, what happened was that parents, especially if they had come out of the Depression era and they had nothing and families had nothing, that for those children, that for them it was all about working and getting the money and having the roof over their head, having enough food to eat, having enough clothes to wear. And in the process of trying to build their careers with the corporation and getting into management, they were sacrificing the relationship they had with their children. That for them it was a matter of being a good provider. And yet not understanding that what the child needs were was very different than what the parents thought their needs were. So what I'm trying to talk about is the importance of communication in a relationship and how if you can have a good communication in a relationship, it also affects the relationships you have in business. And the reason I'm talking about this now is that I'm going to get into the meat of the presentation, which is about business and how we communicate and how we build relationships and how we can grow a business today. And it's often those things that we don't think about that we should think about that affect who we are, where we are, and how we perform in the workplace today. For instance, let's go back and talk about growing up with European parents and the importance of the family and the connections in the family. They often would sit down to dinner together and talk to each other, talk about what their day was like. And then as those children grew up, went through the Depression, and went to work for the corporations, their concentration was more on earning the income. And then they sacrificed the relationship they had with their children. And during the 1950s, you were dealing with a very conservative era. Then as the 1960s, when those children, the baby boomer generation, started to mature, they, in essence, essence, we're seeing how their parents were working for the corporation and providing financially for them and giving them all the benefits, things they wanted. So their idea was, you know, our parents are very successful. We're going to follow in their footsteps because this is what we learned a relationship is, and we're going to give that to our children. And that was also a time when you moved into the 60s. It was a growth of consciousness, a growth of awareness of what's going on in other places. You started seeing TV. You started getting a new dynamic of what was going on in the world. And then that was also the progression of technology and how it's gotten to today. And what happened was that the children of the baby boomers, they did not see the same thing their parents saw because their parents worked 20, 25, 30 years for the same company. Many of them assumed they were going to do the same thing, but the job market was changing. And whereas you had a period of time when the corporations were growing, they were buying each other out, they were merging companies, and you started seeing two or three or four people performing the same job, then what was happening was they acted 15, 20 years. A lot of the baby boomer generation were getting pink slip. And that also played on their self-esteem and their self-worth, because when you talk to someone, what do? But you hear them relating who they are based on the job they're performing. And they've forgotten the importance of relationships and the relationship they have with their children. And what was also happening, and you saw this with the baby boomer generation too, that many of those children, when they went to school because they were being neglected by the parent, although it was not as obvious at that time, a lot of them did act out in the classroom. But today you're hearing more and more about the bullying that goes on in the classroom, and a lot of that's because this is what children learn from the home, and we often don't realize that. But the importance of understanding and what I want to get into in the meat of my presentation here is the fact that the job market is changing. It's gone back to the small businessman. And this is also a blessing in disguise because it's giving parents an opportunity to spend more time with their children and to understand that what their children really want from them is the love and the respect. Because if you want your child to respect you, you need to show them that you respect them. And that could be in the way you talk to them and the things you say to them and the way you encourage them to achieve and to be the best at what they could be as you go into what it is that they truly want to be. Because what happened during the era of the corporation is that those children saw their parents concentrating on their career. So consequently, what happened was the baby boomer generation, many of them went and got an education with the idea that they would follow in their parents' footsteps. They would work for the corporation. They would retire from the corporation. They would be financially secure. And today, when you look back on all of that, even though the times were simpler then, the money stretched further because you did not have the inflation that you see. The cost of living was so much cheaper then. And living on the street for people was a lot easier because you did not have the crime that is going on today. And there's so many things that have contributed to that, to make things go on. And what we don't realize is when children act out as children, then as adults they act out as well. So how are you going to reevaluate the relationship that you have with your children? And if you do not know how to talk to your children, that is a very important aspect of relationships. And my background is psychology and mental health. And I grew up in a family that was, well, I had a father that was physically abusive and a mother that emotionally and verbally abused. And I think even as a child, I understood that the relationship they had was not a healthy relationship. But as a child, I could not get away from it. I do remember one day being 12 years old, going into my bedroom that I shared with my sisters, and then eventually climbing out of the bedroom window and running away. And if I had truly had someplace to go that I could have gotten away from them permanently, I would have done it. Simple reason that whenever there was a problem between me and my sisters, just the fact that I was the middle child, that I had to have a disability, cerebral palsy, and I wore a brace, and automatically it was my fault before anything was said, even though my baby sister it was always the instigator of the arguments. She was always, she wouldn't do that. And you don't realize just how important the relationship that a parent has with each of their children, you know, what a child thinks, how they think, what goes on in their mind. That's why it's important to be able to talk to your children, to understand where they're coming from, how to help them meet their needs so that they grow up well-rounded and secure. And let's get down into what is happening in the workplace, because this is important to understand that the millennial generation, that what is happening for them as they're having their children and the relationships they had with their parents, that because they grew up during the era of the growth of the technology, they're able to embrace it. They're able to understand how to use it to build a business for themselves. They're not looking as much to go to work for the corporation. They understand that if they go to work for a corporation, their job is not permanent. It's there for 2, 3, maybe 4 years at the most. And what they're going to get out of it is the skills of communication, of valuing other people, and how to take those skills into running their own business. These are things that we need to be concentrating on and understanding in what is going on today. And remember, because when it used to be that companies, even small to medium companies, that they would have their telemarketing rooms in their office so that you saw a growth in large cities where they were building buildings and more buildings with the idea that they would need those buildings because companies would need the space. But because of the technology and the internet and the software development, what that means is you and I can do business together through the internet. I can live in one city, the company I work for be in another city, because I can go on the internet, I can tap into the company's mainframe and do my work with the company. Also, companies, what they're doing, especially for those whose work depends on being on the phone, what that means is they're allowing their employees they have the software installed on the computer. They're giving them the computer to work with from home, and then they reroute all the calls into the home. This gives them an opportunity to cut their expenses. This gives the individual who works for them an opportunity to have tax breaks, because when you work from home, you can take a percentage of all of your expenses off your taxes. your utilities, your phone service, your clothes, you know, and you don't have to dress up as much to work from the home, but you know what? When you get out of your sleepwear and you put clothes on, it gives you a different feeling. It makes you feel like you're truly at work, rather than when you're picking up and you're going that 10 feet in your sleep clothes, then your mentality is still back on being somewhere else. So how do you turn that around? So it's understanding how to do things. And remember, you need to put together a strategy on what your business plan is and how you're going to work, and work all the things in a way that it can really benefit you. And think about how you can help yourself and truly be the person that you expect to be down the road. Don't look for the things that you want, that others expect of you to do. And also, think of it in another way. What would you do if you had that same opportunity to grow in the future? Now, let's talk about what's going on in the business world, and this is how what we're going to spend the rest of the show on, and that's how business has changed. Not just that companies are hiring people to work from home, but you know what? If you have a unique skill that others need, but they may not need it full-time, then guess what? Why not create your own opportunity? And I'm going to go back to a story that I've told before, and I remember I met someone that he advertised on Craigslist to repair computers, and before I got my HP, I had an Acer that was given to me by Rehabilitation Services with the adaptive software that I needed. Now, an Acer is not the best quality computer. For instance, my hard drive went down the first year. Then, yes, I only had an 80 megabyte in hard drive that I had gone up 20 megabytes on when I replaced my hard drive, but then I started getting a lot of personal issues with going on with my computer. And I, instead of me taking it over to Office Depot or Office Max, one of those places, and leaving it with them to repair, I decided it would be better for me to call someone to come into my home and check out my computer for me. And in the process of doing this, I met someone that when he, several years ago, Earthlink, whose corporation was in Atlanta, they let go 60,000 employees. And when they did so, this person decided, well, he initially said, well, he'll try and find another job. And he wasn't getting he wasn't finding anything, and then he decided, well, you know, why don't I start building websites? And he started doing that, and he was doing very good for himself. But he decided he was too much in the home. He wanted the opportunity to get out. So what he did was he advertised on Craigslist, because part of his job with Earthlink was to keep their computers up and running and making sure they ran at an optimal level. And in the process of doing that, what he found was that he advertised on Craigslist, and if you lived within a certain radius of his home, he charged one fee. If he had to go outside of that radius, he charged another fee, and he was kept pretty busy doing that. And then along the way, he met someone that was a plumber. And the plumber was working with the company, and the boss had died, wasn't really getting along with the son who had taken over the business, and then along the way got laid off. So what this guy did was he talk to the plumber about designing a website for and helping him market his business. And then what they did was set up a 65-35 split so that he was earning commission off of not only building the website, but helping this person, the plumber, market his services. So there are opportunities out there if you just understand how to change your mindset of what a job is and how you can take your skills and build them and put them into action. And you know what? When you do this, then what this does is it also gives you flexible time so that you can make sure that you're spending time with your children, that you're giving them what they need that helps them meet their needs. Because if a child is not hugged and kissed and loved and a parent doesn't know how to express that love, then resentment grows in that child. And then eventually they act out. And then what happens is people don't understand, why is this teenager this way? Why is this adult this way? And yet if you look back on their family relationships and what happened, then you can literally look back and see, oh yeah, this is when it occurred. This is how things are happening. And when you see someone be a well-adjusted adult and have a good, healthy relationship with the people around them and in business, then you can look at the family and the family dynamics and see that closeness in that family and how supportive they were and how they encouraged that child. It all falls together. So what we need to do is figure out a way to balance all of these things in our lives and have good relationships. And why I'm saying that this is a blessing in disguise, well, think about it. When you're working in the home, yes, your family is there, and yes, as your kids go to school, they're away. But this way, you can plan your time with them. You can plan your day so that you know between X time and X time, you're working at your business and you're concentrating at it. You're doing the things that you need to do that's going to help your business grow and truly be the business that you want to be. Now, let me finish up by talking about the fact that how the internet has played into and technology has played into where business is today. And, you know, people say, well, there's no jobs out there. There are jobs out there. New companies are coming on board. But what they are doing is instead of opening up an office and hiring a sales force to go sell their products to sell out of a retail store, they have decided to use network marketing or relationship marketing as a way of marketing their business. You see it in the healthcare industry, in the nutritional and fitness industry. But also, there are software products out there that play into the technology. And I'm involved with a company called TalkFusion. And what I like about their product is that I can do video emails where when I'm sending someone a message, I can make it more personal to them. And if I'm trying to promote a product or sell a book, then you know what? I can sit in front of my computer. I can have my webcam open, and I can be sitting there selling my product. And guess what? Not only that, I can take that item, I can download it off of their site onto my computer, and then I can turn around and I can upload it to YouTube. And guess what? That opens up my product to everyone else so they can see what it is that I'm selling. They can see what the cover looks like. They can hear the story. If it's something that they truly are interested in, then it, guess what? It goes video. Think about it. How did Justin Bieber get where he is today? Simply because as a kid, he had put together a video of himself that was on YouTube. Usher saw it. Usher liked it. Usher liked the video. He contacted him, and he wanted to sponsor him into the music business. And everyone knows where Justin Bieber is today and how successful he is today just from that one video. So think about it. If you have a product or a business, why not use technology as a way of promoting your product? Here's another thing of why I like the use of TalkFusion, that I can do things like e-subscription form. And I have, in fact, I'm on a website that every day that I can go in, that I'm helping them market books from Amazon.com. And every day when I go and into the website and I create a new sales page, I take the codes from my e-subscription form on TalkFusion and I put it into that file so that whenever anyone goes on that web page, they're going to see that e-subscription form. They can leave their name and their email address, and I just collected names for my business. So think about that. And if you have people that you work with and you don't all live in the same city, then you can do video conference where you're in a virtual room looking at each other and discussing business. Isn't all of those things something that you would like to do and incorporate into your services and your business? Also, they are about to come out with, and they're in the final stages of developing templates that you can create newsletters from that you can put video in the newsletter. Because think about it. How many people get emails where they're getting a newsletter and they're reading the content? Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could give them a personal message when they're reading that newsletter? So, you know, you want to be on the cutting edge because you want to be unique and different, because that's what makes you and your business who you are today. And that's what's going to help you grow down the line to be the person that you truly want to be. And think about how you can utilize everything that's out there today to build a successful business. And I want to remind you, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And I am a career and personal development strategy coach that helps people put together a strategy. And, you know, whether or not we believe it or not, many of us have negative thoughts that keep us from reaching the goals that we truly want in life. So one of the things I help people do is understand where they're coming from, how those negative thoughts interfere with them being successful, and then I help them overcome those personal obstacles so they can reach the goals that they truly want.